Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie.
Speaking with Arturo.
Yes.
Hey, Arturo, how's things going with you?
It could be better, man, if you guys can help me.
Sure, yeah, what's going on? I know Amadeus told me a little bit about what's going on, but can you explain to me?
Yeah, dude, it's been a nightmare. I was with Red Local. Things were going pretty smooth. They did have me, my SEOs and everything were towards the top. Business was rolling good. All of a sudden, I got suspended. I don't know why. And then, so I still had a 3-month contract left with them, and they couldn't get me verified again. They couldn't fix it. I don't know what it was. And, so what I did is what everybody told me, and I was wanting to do a name change anyway. So I went ahead and changed the name. Okay. I'll change the phone number. So I've got all that taken care of. Did a DBA on it. I've created a half-assed web page. Just force it through there.
Yeah.
And then a lady that teaches how to verify on the internet here local, I said, well, if you teach it, you ought to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, why don't I just get you? Well, she had me do a virtual email or a virtual address just to get me verified. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now they want a video. Mm-hmm. And beforehand, I did a video with American Chimney Services. After I did the video perfectly, I still didn't get verified, and nobody knew why. But it's a legitimate business, man, and I've put all my life savings in. It's about to hurt.
Yeah.
It's been hurting for a while.
So you're with American Chimney Cleaning Company, or is it different?
And then now it's ProQual Services. So I don't know what to do with the old website, and I don't want that to mess me up, so I don't know how to take it off. I'm a pretty much computer literate, man, but I know what I'm doing as far as everything else. But your job, I don't know your job.
Yeah. Okay. So what did you set up with the other company? What was it called?
ProQual Services. It's ProQual Services.
Services. And that's your new one, correct?
Correct.
And then where are you based out of?
Van Buren, Arkansas, which is near Fort Smith, right across the river.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me see what I got here for you.
And a guy was calling me at one point in time about American Chimney Cleaning Company, and I was still on a contract with the other company. But I paid them 3 months worth of service, and I was paying them for nothing because I wasn't on Google. And I lost all my reviews. I lost everything. I mean, I was rocking it.
Yeah.
And then for the last 6 months, man, I've been
like a ghost town.
Dead. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm tired of it. I got to get back home, man.
All right. Give me a sec. Let me see here. Go to news.
I mean, there's no reason for me not to. I mean, I got to get a legitimate business, all my insurances. I mean, I'm just fully.
You got licensing, insurance, everything like that?
You name it. I got it.
Perfect.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
I just need to get back on Google.
Yeah. And you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes.
It's the one with the American flag on it? Is that correct?
It shouldn't be now. That was American Chimney Cleaning Company. It's ProQual Services now.
Okay.
So I need to change that up. I don't know. Another friend of mine, because I said, help me create a different business page. And all he did was change the name to my business on my American Chimney page. I'm like, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted a brand new page, and all he did was change the name. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
But,
so
everybody knows me from that page now.
True.
I mean, so now I'm just at a loss. I don't know what the hell is going on or what to do.
Okay.
I need somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, so like when I click, so I see that you have like a listing. When I click the listing for the ProQual services, it's not allowing me to because of the name change. So it might have just been done incorrectly. So this is what we're going to do. And this is what we can help you do. We're going to help you get verified for the ProQual services, okay, because you already have your license. Uh-huh. You have your insurance for it. All right, so we're going to re-verify you. So Google does not allow a I hate to say it, and I'm sorry you had to go through it, but Google does not allow a virtual address. In the last six months, they have gone away from that because they want to make sure that you are a local in the area, so they want to verify your physical address, whether that's a shop or whether that's just like your home address, right?
That's exactly what I told her.
Yeah, yeah. So I know there was a lot of that going on. Google cracked down on that, and if you're trying to do it that way, it's gonna be you're gonna still.
And I did not want to do it that way.
Yeah,
I told her because I did my research, and I'm like, wait, yeah. You teach the class. I said, I feel like I know more than you do because I've been down for 6 months. Don't think I haven't, you know, investigated. They don't want that. Oh, well, that's how you can do it. I'm like, listen, lady.
No, yeah.
You gotta realize I'm in Arkansas, so I'm dealing with a bunch of dumbasses.
Okay.
You're hilarious. I live here because my parents are here, but I've traveled all over the United States and we're about 30 years behind. So just help me out, man. What can I do?
Yeah, so I'm just going to break it down for you. We're going to help you get that verified. So they're going to send you out a PIN verification. Once you have that PIN verification, that's when we're going to be able to verify you as ProQual Services for Google. Now, they will probably want to do like a video verification, so you might have to go through that process one more time. But my tech team will help you.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you. Just so we're on the same page.
Right.
I did that with American Chimney with Red Local, and I did it perfectly. I did it within the timeline. I had, I had American Chimney, my trailer's out front with the phone number and everything. I unlocked it, unlocked my door, and it had American Chimney on it. I walked in, I had American Chimney up on my walls and everything else. And in my office, in my home, and they never did answer it. Never did get a response back.
Did you do it by yourself or did you do it with a Google Channel partner?
Red Local.
All right, let me see something. Yeah, I'm gonna check right now. Red Local. Hold on. Red Local.
Red Local. REB.
Yeah. Yeah, Red Local, R-E-D, and then Local. Yeah, they're not even a Google Premier Channel partner. So you could just go to Google itself. You can type in the search bar, you know, Google Partner Directories, and then it'll take you to a directory, and you can search partnerships there. We're Local/, so we do have that partnership with them. So the thing about that is, we have our own Google rep, so we can reach out to Google and we can say, hey, ProQual Services, they sent you out a verification. They sent you the video. They sent you their license and insurance. Typically, if you have your license and insurance, they don't really want to do the video because they understand that you're a legitimate company. Sometimes they just want to verify.
Yeah.
But we're able to press them and we're able to say, what else does he need to show you that he's a legitimate company? They'll come back and they'll say, we just need a picture of his truck, just for example, or his tools. Cool. You send it in and we get you verified. So we've been doing it.
I mean, nothing I didn't. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 19 years. So we understand where you're coming from because I actually deal with a lot of clients that have had the same issues that you're having. And we're able to get them onto Google and put them into a place where now they have a Google business profile. On top of that, we are going to help you build a legitimate Facebook page for a ProQual service page as well, like the standalone page. We're not going to change it, just its name. We're going to help you build that page because we do run retargeting campaigns through Facebook. So anybody that does search your services on Google, we're able to pinpoint certain cities and zip codes, and we're going to be able to put you in front of those people so that now they can just click to call you directly from there as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
okay. And what do you do about the old business? I mean, the American Chimney Clean Company. Do you take that off the web? Do you take my old Facebook off the web or off the, yeah. Explain to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we could delete it. That's fine. We can delete the if you don't want the American
Chimney. Well, and I've changed the phone number to that one. I can't have the same phone number on two different accounts, you know? Because that's two different web pages.
Yeah, so we would be able to take down whatever you would like to take down.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
We could do that for you. So it's American Chimney Cleaning Company, is that correct?
Right. That was the old name.
Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to see. I'm trying to find it where if Google still has it live or not.
Okay.
I don't see that it has it live. The only thing that pops up when I put Van Buren, Arkansas, and then I put the whole name, what comes up is Nicholas Chimney Services, and that's about it. Other than that.
Right, they just started up.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
they were nowhere near my competition or anything. I mean, I was crushing it, and then all of a sudden, you know, Nicholas is popping up everywhere.
Yeah,
I need that
to change.
I want to get aggressive.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get
I'm
you.
Tired,
so,
I'm tired of it.
So that's why we're going to help you with these listings here and making sure. Also, too, we're going to make sure that you're integrated with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. So you will have those as well. If anybody searches your company or searching on those platforms, they will be able to find you on that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me make sure I got everything here for you. Give me one sec. So it's going to be Pro Qual Services. I just want to make sure that's correct. Is it an LLC, or do you not care if we put LLC on there?
It's an LLC.
All right, so LLC. And then Van Buren. Okay.
So as far as my trailer, just go back. Just as far as my trailer still says American Chimney Clean Company, because by the time I switched over names, it was about to break me because I went 3 months in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was trying to verify my trailer, it's still going to say American Chimney Cleaning Company. And all my tags on my truck, I've taken them all off. So I don't know how I go about doing that. I still got all the tools, more tools, and it's ridiculous what I all have. But
as long as you have your licensing and insurance for ProQual Services LLC. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be good. It doesn't matter if you have a different name on there.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me go over a little bit of pricing here. So Amadeus put in, I'm going to help you out even more. He did put it's what's called an established business credit. So I know you've been kind of off and on for you've been doing this for 5 years, but you kind of went in the dark a little bit with this whole deal here. So I want to help you out. Typically, if you were going to go to localsplash.com and you were going to buy this, it would be this package would be $5.99 month to month with the $2.99 setup fee. But I understand that you do have this. So the reduced rate is $2.99 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So the first month would be $3.98, but then it just goes $2.99 month to month after that. That's always for us to be programming you on the first page, keeping up with your listing so nothing happens to it. And then also to programming you and optimizing your Facebook retargeting campaigns as well. Okay?
Okay. Now, if something goes wrong, just like Red Local, I mean, you're responsible because they didn't act like shit.
Yeah. So what we do here is I'm not going to lock you into a month contract or anything, a 3, 6, 12 month contract. I do want to be super transparent though, because I do want to set you up with the proper expectations. This is going to take a little bit of time. So it's going to take around 30 to 45 days to get you verified and populating and programmed to the first page for all the services you provide. But also, too, it will take us faster for the Facebook. It's only going to take us 7 to 14 days to get that up and running for you. So we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. But
if you ever did want to part ways from us or pause the service or anything like that, there's no cancellation fees. There's no early termination fees, pause penalties for you at any time. It is a true month to month. The only thing that we do ask is if you want to part ways, you just give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, so that way you're not charged for that next month of service, and that's it.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, sure. Do y'all do another web page? Because mine sucks.
I'm going to throw in a website for you for absolutely free. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Do you have a do you have a domain name, though, or do you need us to get that for you?
Yeah, I do.
You have one?
No, I do. It's proqualservices.com.
Okay, perfect. So when my tech team, so how it's going to work, my tech team's going to get a hold of you as well. They're going to, it's the onboarding call. They're going to ask you to send in pictures. They're going to ask you how you want the website colors. If you have a logo, send that in to them as well. And then they're going to build that.
Okay.
That website will be done for you in 7 to 14 days. And then along with like your Facebook, kind of in the same time frame. And then while that's going, we're going to keep working on that Google to make sure you get verified and then make sure you get programmed to that first page, okay?
Yeah, and then I guess the person who's that directory, whatever you call that person, because, you know, they do that virtual, so I think I got to change that up. I mean, we're going to change the whole thing, right?
Yeah, so the virtual is a no-go. You're going to have to,
I
was going to ask you here. I was going to say, what's the physical address where we can mail you that PIN verification to?
Okay, perfect. It's 2104 Poplar Street. It's P-O-P-L-A-R Street, and it's Van Buren. It's 2 words, V-A-N. The other word is B-U-R-E-N, Arkansas. 72956.
Okay. And one thing we do here, I have that, thank you for that, is we do track everything for you as well, Arturo. So what's going to happen is we're going to set up a tracking system. It's going to be custom made for you. Now, my question is this. Do you want the phone number, the 652-6509 for your customers to call? Or would you like us to generate a Google Business phone number for you so then that way you can track the calls that are coming in and it will populate into your dashboard where you can track everything? That Google Business phone number will still transition.
Uh-huh.
It'll just go straight to your phone once they click it. It's just reverting them so that way they don't have your personal phone number on there. But it's strictly up to you. I want to ask first.
Well, no, I can do the Google Business phone. I just changed my phone number again, so I'll just announce that. But
okay.
Will it be a different number or?
So it would be
if
a different.
If it is, that's fine. I want to be able to track it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's going to be a different number that's going to show up, but it's going to connect to whatever number you want to. So if it's the 6509 number that you wanted to transfer on over to, as soon as they hit the Google Business phone number, it's just going to call your phone, basically. They just don't know that it's your phone.
That's my that's my personal phone number, but my business phone number is different.
Okay, so we can always put
Can you do both of them?
We can transfer it over to your business phone number, but you can only have it transfer to one.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying? Because it's going to ring to a personal or it's going to ring to a business cell phone. So it's up to you. And you can only have one number on the Google Business profile itself as well. So that's why if you want the Google Business number, you can track everything, location. You can also track who's calling, what they're calling for, and everything like that. That'll be in your dashboard as well. Do you want that, or do you just want to leave it as your personal phone number?
Well, I have a lady answering my business phone.
Okay.
It's just a track phone, though. It's month by month. So, I mean, I don't want her to have my personal phone. You know what I mean? Because I won't be answering my phone most of the time.
Okay. So do you want me to do the Google Business tracking phone number, and then what we'll do is we'll redirect the calls to your business phone number. Is that correct?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, she'll be tracking it, but I won't be able to. That's the thing.
No, if it's coming through the Google business number, you'll be able to track it because it's going to come into your tracking system that I'm going to give to you.
Okay. Yeah. I want to track it through my phone. Yes, the 6509.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay.
That way I know what she's answering and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I've been having so much trouble, dude. I don't know what I was about to do.
Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from. So we're going to get you right here. And then, like I said, we're going to work some magic and get you back up. What's the, email at what your first name is Arturo. So it's A-R-T-U-R-O. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then Salazar, S-A-L-A-Z-A-R.
Yeah, you must be in California.
I am from California, yeah.
Why?
What do they call it over there?
Well, because over here in Arkansas, because I can't say Arturo, so they say Arturio.
Arturio. Yeah. Arturo, yeah.
Oh, it's nuts.
I can roll my R's. I got it.
damn, dude.
What's the...
That's why I say Arturo.
Yeah, because you're used to it.
Yeah.
What's your email address?
My personal or the business?
It doesn't matter. I'm just going to send everything over to you in writing along with your invoice and your receipt. So that way you have it all for your records. I'm going to also walk you through a voice verification. That's going to go to your email. So that way you know the pricing is never going to change on you. But then you have the records for your taxes for 2025 as well, because this is a 100% tax write-off. So you could give me your personal and I can send it there, or if you want the business, I can send it to there too.
Let's do the personal. It's A-R-T, Salazar, and then the number is 369 at Gmail.
369?
269.
Oh, 269.
At Gmail.
269@gmail.com. Okay. And then you guys are central, or you guys... Central, correct?
Central.
Yep.
You don't even know where Arkansas is. Most people don't.
I know it's in the Midwest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Trust me, man. I've traveled all over the United States, man.
I know where Arkansas is.
Arkansas. Where's that? Where the hell's that at?
Yeah, it's over there by Wichita. I know. I got family in Nebraska, and then my dad doesn't fly, so we actually... I've drove with my dad over to Atlanta, like Georgia, from California.
Georgia, yeah.
So my dad, yeah, I've been all through the country, but just driving. It's not fun, but it's a good thing to see, I will say. You get out of the city.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're like, wow, I didn't even know some of this stuff
I've been to West Coast to East Coast, man. So, I mean, North and South, so.
So you know the deal.
I used to do sales, flower or drive or whatever, just whatever I wanted at the time.
Nice.
It was kind of cool.
Awesome. That's cool.
I got old after 3 years, though.
Yeah. There's not much to look at, is there?
I'm back in the desert. Damn, I'm back in the mountains. Minus 10 degrees.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. The minus.
Then I'll be in Louisiana. Then I'll be in Louisiana going... The mosquitoes in Louisiana as big as a bird.
Are they? I haven't been to Louisiana yet, so I've just driven through. I haven't stopped, so.
Yeah.
I could only imagine the mosquitoes there.
You know, when you go through Louisiana, stop by a little gas station and ask them if there's any coonasses in there.
What is that?
The coonass is a phrase for people in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
That means that they're half French. And they'll all jump up and say, "You damn right, we're coon asses and we're proud of it." I did that the first time. Somebody was like, bet me I wouldn't do it. So hell, I just walked in and everybody was like, "Hell yeah," it was like a party then. Like, "Hell yeah, you know what you're talking about." I was like, "Hell yeah, dude." Because where I'm coming from, that means something different.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's funny.
That's always a good time when people can laugh about stuff. So that's good. All right, Arturo. So I have everything here for you. What is what would you like to do to secure the listing here? Are you going to use a ProQual service credit card? Are you going to use a debit card for this?
Debit card. How much is it now?
It's going to be the $398 one time, and then it's going to go $299 month to month after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we can try this card here. Let me see.
Awesome.
If not, I have to go get the other card because I'm at the house right now. I left another card there. We'll see if this one goes through.
Okay. So for the card itself, though, does it have your first and last name, or does it have the business name?
No, it's mine.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial or no?
Yeah. Let me try to find my card and I'll find out. It's C, as in cat.
Nice. I like that. Okay.
Let me see. If not, let's see what we're going to do. All right. And...
And is it the same billing address for it, the 2104 Popular Street?
It is.
And Popular is P-O- And the address, P-O-P-L-A-R?
P-O-P-L-A-R.
Okay. Okay. And then the zip code is a 72956?
Right.
Perfect. And then the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Master.
Master. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. I'm trying to get my drink. Hang on.
No worries.
It's been a long road, bro. It's been a long road.
I can only imagine.
Oh, dude. And then this is what people tell me in the middle of this process here. Well, haven't you tried to call Google?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's everybody's answer here, though. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. Right. Like, go ahead when you are.
Okay, it's 5110060685 8062.
Okay, can I read this back to you?
Yep.
All right, I have 5110060685 8062.
Correct.
Okay. Expiration?
8/26.
8/26, and then the security code on the back.
592.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do, Arturo, is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So here at Local Slash, we never sell or share any of your information, but it is important that you remember your security question because we want to make sure every time we call you, we are going to ask because we want to make sure we're only talking to you and not anybody else. And then it's also added protection so that way you always know you're talking to us and not another company. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Let me just make sure I got everything here for you. Okay. Now I'm going to walk you through voice verification. Okay. Like I said, this is just another added protection for you. I am going to send this to you, though, in an email. That way you always know what the price is and never changes on you. And then also, too, this is just for your benefit as well. So if you have any questions on any of the questions I have, you can always just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I could always reiterate it or I can just repeat it for you, okay?
Charlie, how do I get a hold of you?
I'll give you my phone number after this voice verification with my directed extension as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pro Call Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Arturo Salazar, and I'm the owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Arturo, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want to write it down?
Yes.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. I got 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225. That's the customer service number.
Okay.
My number,
service, okay.
My number is that same number with extension 203.
Uh-huh. Charlie.
Yes, sir. That's my number. So you could either reach your customer service support at the 877 by itself, or you could reach me at the 203, okay?
Okay.
All right. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Do I agree on any, what?
So basically, we don't want any conflict of interest, so we're going to be working on this. If you wanted somebody else to jump in and help out, you would let us know, because we just don't want conflict of interest. We want to make sure that, you know.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, that's completely fine. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So for your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 12th, and the non-refundable amount of the $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of just $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Arturo, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send over to you a couple of invoices. Transaction. So it says the transaction has been declined. Hold on. Give me 1 second, okay?
If I have to, I'll have to go get my other card, and I'll call you right back.
Okay. Just give me like 30 seconds. I'm just going to see something really quickly, okay?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a second. All right, Arturo, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
let me see. I just want to make sure everything's correct here as well. So I just said it declined, so I'm pretty sure everything's correct on here. Yeah.
I can call you right back. I've got your extension. I'll call you right back. Mm-hmm. I don't have my business card on me, but I can just run up the road and put some more money in that account. Like I said, I've been running on the E, dude.
Yeah.
I spent 100 G's last year and so this is where I'm at.
Dang. Okay.
So yeah. Yeah.
I hear
so
you.
So help me out, bro. I'm counting on you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So
give me a home address.
You're hilarious.
That's how serious I am, man. Give me your damn home address right now. Don't be feeding me no shit, dude. You be like these Arkansas people. Oh yeah, all you gotta do is make a virtual address.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, we've been in business for 20 years, so like I said, we're Google Chat apart. Do you want to stay on the phone with me and then I can actually start going and asking you like all the services you want to provide, all that kind of stuff while you're doing that? And then once you have
Go ahead. Cause I'll get you the info you need.
Okay. And then while you're doing, are you going to be getting the card while we're doing this or?
No, I'm going to have another drink.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. Let me see here.
Okay.
The services that you provide, what are you providing for your services?
Okay. Start off with it. We do chimney cleaning.
Okay.
So, and maybe minor repairs. We also do, air duct cleaning. And then, dryer vent cleaning. And then power washing. At some point in time, I'm going to be doing carpets, but not at this point. I've got too many services right now. But I have all the equipment for everything else.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. So I have chimney cleaning, minor repairs, air duct cleaning, and then power washing, correct?
Yeah, chimneys, air ducts, dryer vents, and
dryer
power washing.
Dryer vents, that's what I mean.
Dryer vents.
Dryer vents. Cleaning.
So we're basically a cleaning service.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of got that,
I mean, everybody calls me the chimney guy. I'm like, dude, chimneys only last, my work only lasts about a month here in chimneys. I'm not the chimney guy.
Yeah.
You know? I am, but I'm not.
Right.
That's why I wanted to change the name to the American Chimney Clean Company. Because everybody's like, hey, you're a chimney guy. Yeah, but we also do, you know.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I have everything there. It's just weird when I ran the card, it just said, it had declined. It didn't say insufficient funds or anything like that. So,
I'll take care of it.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I have everything. I have the 2104, Popular, Street, Van Buren, Arkansas. It's the MasterCard. And then, do you want to read the number? Cause it X's it out. I can retype the number in again just to verify, but I verified with you and you said, yeah, that was correct. So we don't really need to go there.
Yeah. And then I'll call you back again, Charlie. Oh, is that your real name, Charlie?
Yeah. Well, my real name is Charles, but I do go by Charlie. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right. I got a cousin named Charles. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm going to be going on lunch here in about the next 15 minutes, and I usually go on a lunch for an hour. Do you want me to just give you a call when I come back from lunch, and then we can wrap everything up there, and we can set up the onboarding call with you? Okay.
That'll be fine. It'll be at the 6509 number.
Yes, that's the one I got here. Okay, I'll do that, and then from there, I'm going to send everything over to you in
email and text messages, and then I'll schedule your onboarding call with you and my tech team, so then that way they can verify everything is correct, and then they can get working on that, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, Arturo. I'll talk to you in a couple, well, in about like an hour and a half, and then we'll go from there, and then we'll wrap everything up, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. You enjoy your drink.
All right, thanks, bro.
All right, bye-bye. No problem.
All right, bye.